Abraham Ishtalech. Hey, it's the paraduma, the money you needed to buy the paraduma, or the money you needed to buy the Serim Ishtalech on Yom Kippur. Even though this was not the Shechita, this wasn't Shechted altogether. And even though the paraduma was not done in the Beis Hamikdash, still it was taken, the money was taken from the Trumas Alishcha. The Loshen Sos Horis, and this red piece of wool that you put around the paraduma, also Boyim Trumas Alishcha. It was bought from the money of the Trumas Alishcha. And the Korban Eidah says, Af agav the pora eino nishchotes bazora, the shechita wasn't in the azora, are the still boy mitrumas alishcha. The chatas kaya rachmoni, has a shame, chatas at the korban tzibur. Oseir mishtaliach, aye, that's also not a korban tzibur. Why do we take the money from the trumas alishcha? Lefish etzorach likash shnei sirim. At the beginning you have to take two goats. V'en yodeya al ezem hem yal agor l'ashem. You don't know which one of the goats will come out to be l'ashem. So metchil you buy both of them from the trumas alishcha. Peloshin shozorius, shnei telas, this red string, shemashlichin el teich sreifas aporum, that we throw it into the burnt ashes of the paraduma. Vuadin leitz eras the ezoiv, all the inyonim of the paraduma you buy from the trumas alishcha. El nokad loshin shozorius levad, lechalak ben loshin shozorius, zeh le loshin shozorius, that by the parum, the loshin, the red wool was bought from the trumas alishcha. Mashenka for the Seir Mashalech was not bought with the money of the Trumas Alishcha. We'll soon see why not. So this was bought from the money of the Trumas Alishcha. Now, Kevesh Pora. The Pora Duma used to walk it over to the Har HaZeisim. So they used to have a special bridge from the Beis Hamikdash to the Har HaZeisim. The money to build the bridge, where did that come from? Who had been the Kevesh Seir Mashalech? When the person used to take this Seir Mashalech out to the Tzoyt to be thrown out, used to be a special bridge to walk that seir there. So he explains the Korban Eidah why. He says, Keves Porom, Shoy Oysen Shnei Gishon, they made two bridges. Zeh Agav Zeh, double bridge they made. Mivnei Kever HaToim, they didn't want any mace that was buried underneath it to be matam with a paraduma. So they always had like a mechitza between the pora and underneath it. Mehar HaBayis, the Har HaMishcha. Mamash from the Har HaBayis up until the Har HaZeisim, they had a big bridge. It's not the biggest bridge in the world. The tremendous big bridge it was. Mamash from the Beis HaMikdash up until the Har HaZeisim, and there are a two-story bridge going straight across. And on top of the bridge, they would take the paraduma. Who adin v'kevis soyu? They had a special bridge to carry out the Seir Mashalayach. Why? Shoy oisin kimin gesh, a type of a bridge. V'yolav v'yoherlecha mashalayach es ha-soyu. V'fnei ha-babloyim, shoy toshim v'saroy. Because the people there used to pull out the hair of this person that's carrying the Seir Mashalayach. As if to tell him, v'yomrim, Toil but say, get out of here ready. Like our Averis here, Kozman, you don't get that sir and throw it off the cliff. So they used to like push the guy, go faster to get it over there. So there they shouldn't harm him. They used to have to make a special bridge. And he used to walk on top of the air that nobody could touch him. When he used to walk the Seir Mishtaleach to the Azazel. So they used to have a special bridge for him. So where did they get the money to build this bridge? Who had in Veloshan, Shebein Karnav? Who had in the string, the red ribbon that was around the Seir Mashtalech, the Yem HaSamayim, who had in there was a mikvah, a flow of water, went through the Azorah, that they needed to be tabled there. If it broke and you had to fix it, where did they get the money to fix it? Who had in the Chaymas Ir, the wall around Yerushalayim, or Megiloser, the towers in Yerushalayim, the whole Tzorch Ir, anything the purpose of building Yerushalayim, Boyin Meshirei Halishcha, that this money did not come from the Trumas Halishcha, but from the Shirei Halishcha. Well, yeah, before, first you take the three buckets to make the Trumas Halishcha, and the leftover money, that's called the Shirei Halishcha. That doesn't have so much Kedusha like the Trumas Halishcha, so that you could use to buy Tzorchei Ha'ir, or else the Tzorchei, the bridges here, and the Lashon you put around the Seir Mishalech. That came from the Shiraim of the Lishcha. Abishur said, Keves Pora, this bridge they used to build to carry out the double bridge, to carry out the Paraduma, Kahanin Gedolim Oisim Mishalatzman. The Kahanin Gedolim used to pay for it themselves. With their own money, used to pay to build this bridge. It's brought down that every Kohen Gadol used to have his own new bridge. They used to build a new one for him. And he built it with his own money. Moiser Shira Lishcha. What did they do with the leftover money from the Lishcha? Is even after they bought these things, Tzorchei Yerushalayim, what did they do with the leftover money? Yeah. So after they fixed out, they used up the money for Yerushalayim, they still had money left over. What was done with the leftover money in the Lishcha? Ma hoyu oisin ben? Hey, the Bezdin, the Hegdish had a lot of money. Is Leuchen, one man the Yomit says, they went to business. Leuchen ben Yenus, they used to buy wine, shimonim oil, vislosos and flour. The Hasachar lehegdish. And the gaining the money they gained from it went to Hegdish. They used to buy these and have them in stock. Whoever came to the Beis Hamikdash to buy kabonis who wanted to make a mincha, they would buy it off the Hegdish, and Hegdish would make money on it. So they made more money out of it. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael says, we have a kivur no, ein mistakrin v'shel Hegdish. You can't gain money. You're not allowed to make money with Hegdish tikka money.
Even stock of money, even money belonging to the aniyim, you cannot do business with.
Committees to do business. Like he said, ein mistakrin v'shel Hegdish, shein aniyim v'mokam ashivish. U'ginayu l'Hegdish. It's a gnai for Hegdish that they have to do business. Because the Hegdish is supposed to be like the Ashurim, the rich people at the king's palace, so you don't do business there in the king's palace. It's a gnai to do business in the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, so he doesn't say what you do with the leftover money of the Lishra. What do we do with the leftover money of the Truma to Lishra? Like you said, we took out these three baskets full on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and let's say they didn't use it up by the time we came for Shavuos, and he took another three baskets. So what did they do with the leftover money in the first Truma Talishchan? What do you do with the leftover money in the baskets if you don't need it for the Korban Tzibur? Moisra Truma, Mahayu Oisin, Bo, Reiku Yezoi Tzipoi LeBeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Used to buy gold and knock it down to make nice in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rabbi Yishmol Leiner, Moisra Peiris.
In other words, like Rabbi Yishmol said before, that you take the money from the Shira Leshcha and you buy the flour and the oil and you sell it. Now the money you gained, what do you do with the money that we gained? Is we buy it l'kei tamizbeach. We use it to buy karbonis, to buy a karbon oila for the mizbeach when it's empty.
To put on the mizbeach. Kishem mizbeach botol mevi'im me'moilus. Or this money they used to buy oilus with it. K'moish derech bnei yadam lahalus mina mesika l'shulchan. V'gmasu dosan. Kachachash gom lovi chay v'sayayim mevi'im oilus. After they finished bringing all the karbonis of the chay v'sayayim, they used to start bring presents on the mizbeach a karbon oila. So the Shmuel holds that first, with the leftover money, they used to buy these payers, used to buy the wine, the oil, and the flour. And they had a leftover, or maybe not the leftover, maybe even the money, maybe not, or even the money they make with it. Or they sold it, and they got money. What do they do with the money now? With the money, they brought more kabonis to bring the Ketz HaMizbeach, to bring from Atono a present on the Mizbeach. Moise Truma, what do you do with the leftover money in the Truma Talishka, in these three baskets? Leftover money, l'kli sharis. That money they used to do to buy a kli sharis with it. We have Yakiva Weimer. Moise Truma l'ketz HaMizbeach. No. The leftover money from the Truma, from the baskets you use to buy a korban oila, to put on the Mizbeach. Moise Nesochim. Let's say people were not have money for Nesochim to bring the Yayin or to bring a Mincha. If you have leftover money, l'kli sharis. Leftover money went for kli sharis. We have Yechanina Skana Kahanim Weimer. Moist in the sochem, leftover money that you have set aside for a mincha for the yayin, ketz hamizbeach. Leftover money there goes for the ketz hamizbeach to bring kabonis when the mizbeach is empty. Moist the ratruma, the leftover money in the truma halishcha, if they did not need it for the kabonis, they had enough. What did they do with leftover money? Le klisharis, they bought klisharis with it. Zev zeloi hoyim moitim aperis.
In other words, both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Chanina Tzkanakanim were not moitim to Rabbi Shmuel about the peris. Like they said before, they hold you're not allowed to sell these things in the base of Mikdash. You can't do business for the Mikdash.
So the Gemara, Keves Pora, says what used to have a special bridge to carry to take the Paraduma from the Mizbeach, from the base of Mikdash to the Harazaitin. You have Yishmael, we have Nachman, Bishayim, Reb Yenisin, Gimel, Lishayin, Hashem. It's not going to that, now it's going to the next part of the Mishnah. It said what? The Loshon Tzozoris. They used to have a red string that used to put upon the Seyer Meshtaleach. There was a red string put upon the paraduma. So the Gemara says now there were gimel l'shoyne sein. There were three red strings that were used. Shel soya. One was used for the seir mishtalech that was sent away in Yom Kippur. That was seller. That was weighed a seller. That's how much that went weighed. So he said the korban eder shel soya mishtalech. The boy chaluka had it divided in half. Kedat nine biyuma. Ma yoisin chetziv kosher b'seller. The chetziv kosher b'karnav. Half was tied onto a seller. Onto a stone, and half was tied onto the horns of it. The thing called a mishkalah seller. Therefore, you had to have enough red wool that way to sell it. Shel Metzerah. What about the Korban Metzerah? He also had to have a red string there. Pishekel. You didn't have to divide it in half. So there was enough to have a smaller amount, only a shekel worth of the red string. Shel Parah. What about the red string we used to put into the Sreif as Paraduma? Bishtei Shloim. That had to be twice as much. Bishtei Shloim. He says, why, Bishel Parah? The boy Koivit had to be heavy. Lipol Atay Sreif as a Parah. Because used to throw it into the burning of the Parah. Boy Mishko Shnei Shloim. You want it to sink in there, so it had to be weighed Shnei Shloim. Rabbi Chunyan de Bas Chavorin. Rabbi Chunyan came from this place, Bas Chavorin. He says, Rabbi Bo, Bazavda, Bishem Rabbi Shimon, Ben Chalafta. That Shel Parah. How much did it weigh, the red string they used for the Paraduma? B'shtei Sloim Amachza. A little bit more, not Tam Shtei Sloim, but Shnei Sloim Amachza. V'yistam Mafti, some says like this, Lishna, B'yasar Rezuzi. Asar Rezuzi, that's also 2.5 Sloim. That's how much it used to weigh. Rabbi Yehuda, B'shem, Rabbi Shmuel. Talmidei Chachomim, Hamalamdem Es HaKahanim, Hilcha Shchita. What happened to the people that used to teach the Kahanim, Hilcha Shchita? Yeah, Talmidei Chachomim coming into the Beis Hamikdash to teach the Kahanim Hilchas Shchita, Hilchas Kabbalah, how to the current know how to do the Kabbalah Saddam, Hilchas Rika. You had to have Malamdin there to teach them how to do the Zrika Saddam. Where did they get paid from? You had to hire a teacher. Where did we pay them from? Neutlin Schor Mitrumas Alishcha. They could also take the money from Trumas Alishcha. And since this was a tzorah for the Korban Tzibur, you were teaching them halachis how to do the Korban Tzibur. They also had a right to take the money from the Trumas Alishcha. What about Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Radifom B'Shem Rabbi Imi Mevakrei Mumin? What about the people that used to check out the Karbonis to make sure there's no Mumin the Karbon? Mumei Kadoshim is Neitlan Schar Metrumas Alishcha. They also took their money from the Trumas Alishcha, because that's also called Tzarech Karbon Tzibah. Rabbi Yacho Rabbi Tamchon Barchia B'Shem Rabbi Simloi Magi Sefer Ezra. The people that Magia checked over the Svarim in the Beis Hamikdash, where did they get paid from? They also got pain from the Trumas Alishcha. Gido ben Binyamin b'shem Abasya. Shnei Daini Gizelas. Those were special two Dayanim that also had to be there. Sheb Yushlayim. Two Dayanim always had to be in Yushlayim at all times. Where did they get paid from, those judges? There's also Neutlin Schar Metrumas Alishcha. They also got paid from the Trumas Alishcha. It's also called Tzorchei Rabbim. Shmuel Omar Noshim Orgas Vaproiches. The women that used to weave to make the parochis is also Neutlin Schar Metrumas Alishcha. They were also paid from Metrumas Alishcha. Rabbi Chune Omar, Metrumas Bedek Abayis. No, they didn't get the money from Metrumas Alishcha, rather from the money set aside of building Bedek Abayis, taking care of the Beis Hamikdash. Because the parochis, that's called Tzorchei Bedek Abayis. Ma Pligi, what's the Machlokes? Shmuel Ovid like the Korban. Shmuel says the parochis is doing to the Korban, so therefore it's called from the Metrumas Alishcha. And Yafun Ovid like Kibinyan. Huna says, no, it's climbing to the binion of the Beis Hamikdash, which only comes from the money set aside for the Bedek Abayis. Amr Rebbe Chizkiya, Ta'atana Rebbe Yehuda, Gidgoda, Kitaris, the Kitaris, V'chol Kabonas Atzibar, Boi Metrumas Alishcha. The Kitaris also came from the Metrumas Alishcha. Mizbeach Azov, where did they get the money to build the Mizbeach Azov? V'chol Klisharis, Boi Mimoysa Nesachim. It came from the leftover money of the Nesachim. Mizbeach Oila, where did they get the money to build the Mizbeach Oila? V'heichol, V'azaris, Boi Mishuri Halishcha. That came from the money left over in the Lishcha after they took the Trumas Lishcha. Chutz li Azorois, Chutz li Azorois. Komashu Chutz li Azorois, Ezra's Yisrael. Is anything outside Ezra's Yisrael? Or in Ezra's Noshim, Yachayim, Achayim, Messiah, Megulaseum, Boyim, Lishcha's Bedek Abayis. That came from the money that was set aside for the Bedek Abayis. Right.
Stop here.
You hold him daf yud on the base. It's near the bottom. You hold him in the middle of the Gemara again. That mizbeach oila for yehechol bihazoras boyim mishuri halishcha. That these things came from the money that was from the shuri halishcha, the leftover money in the lishcha itself. Chutz li hazoras, mashenk anything outside the hazora. That means the Ezra's or Yisrael. Or the Ezra's Noshim, Boyim Elishchos Bedek Abayis. To build the other Azorus, not the Ezra where they made the Karbonis, but outside the Azorah where they made the Karbonis, That didn't come from the Lishcha, because that wasn't Tzorech HaKabonis. That came from the Bedek HaBayis. For the Mora Kashina, for Atoni we learned, Avnei HaMizbeach, the stones of the Mizbeach itself, HaHechol, the stones that they build the Hechol, the Beis HaMikdash itself with, the HaZoris, or else the stones, the building of the Azor itself, Mayelum Behem, there's an Yisimila, if you have Anor from them, you're over the Yisimila. Now the question is, V'chiyesh Mila Bishurayim, if you're telling me now, that the Mizbeach and the Hechol comes from the Shiuri HaLeshchem, from the Machsa Shekel that was left over in the Lishchem, so why is there an Nisei Miller on it? Hey, it's the Lishcha, you didn't use that money to buy the Kabonis with it, that was Shirayim, leftover money. So Kasher is on the leftover money, there should not be an Nisei Miller. So how come here it says on the Mizbeach and Hechol, there is an Nisei Miller, like it should be a Kasher, that we should not take the money then from the Shiuri HaLishcha to make the Mizbeach, if you're telling me there's Nisei Mila. So my answer, that wouldn't be such a kasha. Elak Reb Meir. I'll tell you, this goes across Reb Meir. So Reb Meir Omer, we had before, Moyelim Bishurayim. He learns not only is there an Nisei Mila on the Trumas HaLishcha, on the buckets that they take out to use the money to buy the Kabonis, but even the money left over in the Lishcha, that also has Kedusha, that you'll be over Nisei Mila. Because Reb Meir's swear was, that let's say at the end they find out they don't have enough money, they have the right to come back again, take more money from the Lishcha. So the Lishcha always has Kedusha on it, therefore it has Isamila. For the Gemara knows still a kasha. Om Rav Chiyah though, Klum Om Rav Meir, Ela B'Tech Shinosei. Like how long does Rav Meir say that all the money in the Lishcha has Kedusha on it, that if you have another be an Isamila? It's only Tech that year. Because the svar is, that year, if you use up all the money from the Trumas HaLishcha, you're allowed to go back to the Lishcha, to the original room, and take out more money. But only that year you could use the money for the Kabonis. Mashenken, once the year went by, you can't use the money anymore for the Kabonis, because you have to use the new money to buy new Kabonis with. So the leftover money is not used for Kabonis anymore. So it's a svar, there's no more Isamila on it. Remeya svaras only, since you could come to use that money for Kabonis, it has an Nisei Mila on it. But once the year went by, you can't use that money anymore for Kabonis. So the Chorosh, there should not be an Nisei Mila. For Hoche, here we're talking about Chutz L'Shinosa Anan Kaimin. That we say you could make build the Hechel, or the inside with the Shira Lishchem, is for sure talking about after that year. Because during that year, you can't use the money. Because maybe you'll need the money to buy Kabonis. Like the Ikka money of the Machsa Shekel was used to buy Kabonis. So that full year, you can't use any money from the Lishcha. Because maybe you use up all the money from the Truma, and you have to take more money. That we say the leftover money you use to buy things in the Beis HaMikdash, that's only after the year. So it's a kasha then. How come there'll be Nisei Mila on it? If you tell me now you build the Mizbeach and Hechom from the money of the Shiuri HaLishcha, the leftover money after that year, it's not aimed to use for Kabonis, should not have Kedusha, should not be over Nisei Mila. So most of more obliged by kasha on it. Right. Omer Rabbi Chizkiya, Tana Rabbi Yehuda, Gidgunias, the place where he came from, Ha Shulchan v'hamenoira v'hamizbeichois, the Shulchan and the menoira and the mizbeach, the two mizbeach, v'haparoichois, is makfines kabonis. If you didn't have these things in the Beis HaMikdash, it's like a psul, you can't bring kabonis. You have to have a Shulchan there, the menoira there, the mizbeach, the paroichos has to be there. If not, the Beis HaMikdash is possible, it's no good, you can't bring kabonis. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's where Rabbi Meir holds. The Chachamim Ma'amim, the Chachamim say, Ein l'cho makiv es a korban. No, you know the only thing that's makiv that you don't have in the Beis HaMikdash. You can't bring a korban there. Ela ha-kiyor v'yakan. Only the kiyor and the kan. Those are the only two things that's makiv. If you don't have those two things, then you can't bring a korban. But if you're missing the other kelim, the korban is still kosher. Buvad. So that's the machlekes for Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. So the Korbanator says, Makfinesa Korbin means, She'osa la'akriv Korbin. You're not allowed to bring a Korbin to the Beis HaMikdash, im ein elu b'mkoyman. If these things are not in this right place. Yeah. So the Chachamim say, no, the only thing that has to be in the right place is the Kiyar and the Khan, the door that they wash their hands from. For the Gemara of Eloi Chayn, Omer Abeleza, Nidimtri Abeleza say like this, that Rabbi Yesi b'Chanina, Tarvayin and Amrin, that they both said, Kol hoin dechsiv, any place, any time it says, Neuchach, the Pasuk says by this Keli, the word Neuchach is Makiv. You have to have that Korbin, that Keli, in the Beis HaMikdash.
It says kol hein means kol hecho. The chsiv noicha kagoyin b'menoira. By the menorah, the Torah says the chsiv v'yes ha-menoira noicha ha-shulchan. The menorah has to be on the side of the shulchan. So here is what that's makiv. If you don't have the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, you can't bring kabonis there. So it's a kasha on the chachamim. The chachamim say here the only thing that's makiv is the kiyor and the kan. And here it says no, even the menorah is makiv. V'ayt tzela ain't a makiv. But if the Torah only says the word tzela, then it's not makiv. Now v'yom Reb Shmuel, Reb Nachman, v'shem Reb Yonasan, v'yafilu tzela makiv. He holds no. When the Torah says the word tzela, that's also makiv. Tzela ain't a makiv. It says to go in b'shulchan. By the shulchan, t'yachsev yasa shulchan tita na tzela tzofen. It says the word tzela, so Tanakam holds it's not makiv. Mashen Ken Reb Yonasan says even when it says the word tzela, the shulchan is also makiv. So it's again a kasha and a chachomim. How could they say just the kiyor and the kan? According to Reb Yonasan, even the shulchan is makiv. Reb Ila said b'shem Reb